Now, remember the ridiculous $223 million quarantine facility the Queensland government had built during the COVID-19 pandemic? I mean, who could forget it? It was such a political disaster with Anastasia Palaszczuk under her watch. Well, news today, it will now be used as a film set for a new Aussie blockbuster. So let's get this straight. We are in the middle of a cost of living crisis. We have record shortage of homes. Our clueless state government pumped $223 million into this white elephant facility with the intention of it becoming a U-Butte quarantine facility, only for it to be handed back to the Wagner family 1 year later without serving its purpose. And now it's become a Hollywood set. Are you for real? I'm really keen to get your thoughts on this because I reckon it's a disgrace. It just goes to show that this project should never have got ahead, never got off the ground to begin with, and it's an insult to the millions of taxpayer dollars that went with it. At the end of the day, the Wagners haven't done anything wrong. They've just played by the rules and are reaping the commercial benefit of a sweetheart state government deal. They played us and the state government for fools, and now they'll be much, much richer for it. But let's put it out there. The Queensland government, led by the former Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, stuffed this up big time by not properly thinking through what would happen to the facility in the long term and what would offer the best value for Queenslanders. Instead, this facility has been gathering dust in Toowoomba since it was decommissioned just 6 months after it was built in 2022. Just too late to the party. If there was a term for something worse than a white elephant, you could chuck it in the dictionary alongside a picture of this joint. As I said, this facility was leased to the government for 1 year by the Wagner family. The build and running costs were funded by taxpayers. It was all about keeping Queenslanders safe, even though just 730 people ended up staying there, which works out to be $300,000 per person. When you look at it like that, you just shake your head. It's by far the most expensive hotel Queensland paid for, but will never own. And now we're seeing that it will be converted into a Hollywood set for the upcoming sequel to the movie Gettin' Square. That's the name, Gettin' Square. The cast and crew will stay on site, and local businesses have already been sourced to help with production, from providing linen to catering to security services. Wellcamp is saying it will be a huge cash injection for the community. But there is no way it will equal the $223 million taxpayer dollars injected into this centre. The major cash injection will be going to the Wagners again. I can only guess at how many millions they will be getting from this production company. And it gets better. The movie is partially financed by two government agencies, Screen Australia and Screen Queensland. So yet again, it's taxpayer dollars on the line. Do you reckon the film's director might give Anastasia Palaszczuk a role as an extra or something in the film? She could star in it as a runaway scammer that makes away with millions in public money. Art imitating life, right? And you know what? What happened with Wellcamp is exactly what's happening with the Olympics and Paralympics. And you've got this lack of vision and consideration for long-term economic value that could well lead to more white elephants, just like Wellcamp. So what do you think? Are you frustrated just as much as I am? Was the facility worth it? And will the community see a cent of these millions that will be spent on production?